This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont agriculture is in a period of transition. Farmers are aging, but a growing generation of younger farmers sees an opportunity to make their mark tilling the land. And dairy, which anchors Vermont's farm economy, faces steep challenges, even as the Vermont brand is proving continued strength, spurring products ranging from goat milk caramels to farm-to-bottle vodka. All this week, VPR is looking at our agricultural economy, and we'll talk with the people who wake up early each day trying to make their living off the land. We open our series this morning speaking with Vermont's Agriculture Secretary Anson Tebbets, who is not unfamiliar with the agency, having served as Deputy Ag Secretary under former Governor Jim Douglas. Anson Tebbets, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, Mitch, it's great to be with you and your listeners. Thank you for thinking about Vermont agriculture.
When you became Agriculture Secretary in January, you conducted a statewide listening tour that was sort of right out of the gate. What were the top concerns that you heard from farmers during that tour?
Our farmers, of course, are under a lot of stress right now. We all know it's been very, very rainy, and it may be an inconvenience for a lot of us, but for our folks that make their living off the land, it's been a really challenging time, and I think that will have a lasting impact. That was one thing we heard. So I think the weather is always on the top of the list. And we also heard a lot about education. We are hearing more from our farmers and more from the public. They're getting farther and farther away from where their food is produced. And I think that's one thing we heard is we need to do a little bit better job across the state about ag literacy and ag education.
This is a subject you know very well. You yourself grew up on a dairy farm. I imagine you milked a cow or two in your day.
I love milking cows. I wasn't a very good guy on the tractor in the field, but if you could give me some cows and a milking machine and a radio, I can do 8-hour shifts 7 days a week.
Well, you know then that, you know, dairy has some serious challenges, both in terms of prices paid to farmers and the shortage of labor, too. Vermont now has about 800 working dairy farms. That's down from over 1,000 in 2009, roughly 3,000 back in the early 80s. Is this kind of downward spiral reversible?
Our number of farms, you know, we don't have as many as we had. We're still producing about the same amount of milk. We have too much milk across the country, and our farmers in New Hampshire and New York are all on a national system. For example, Texas right now, they're producing 15% more milk now than they were, and that is it's just too much milk out there, and that's driving the price down to our farmers.
Well, there's the national factor, but can the state do anything about that? As I understand it, in the early 80s, 90s maybe, there was a premium kicked in to augment prices from the state.
Yeah, that was done in the past. I don't think the state's probably in a position to do that. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to control some of the inputs. So we have no new fees. And we also took a break on implementing new regulations. So we're trying to control expenses for them that will at least help them a little bit so they're not adding more to their bills.
As we said, you became the Agriculture Secretary in January. And something else happened in January, and that's that Donald Trump became president. And you're dealing now with a pretty serious issue that's been serious for a while, but I think even more so now. And that's the contributions from migrants who are working on Vermont dairy farms. A lot of them are here in the country illegally. Are you working on a contingency plan to make sure that the cows get milked if the migrants do get deported, as has been a priority under the Donald Trump administration so far?
Yeah, that's been on our radar, and I would have to say there's been tremendous anxiety in our farming community about this, and also for our farm workers. There was fear that there were going to be maybe the so-called raids, and a lot of people and a lot of our farm workers would be rounded up. That hasn't happened. We have had a few cases, two workers that were detained, and that had an impact on that farm. They lost their labor force, and they're still trying to figure out a long-term plan for work there. I think the ultimate solution is we need some sort of reform in Washington, a real immigration bill that's rational, it's realistic, that our farmers can have and the public can also support.
Let's talk about environmental issues for a moment, because I think farmers have felt rather put upon with some of the new regulations that are being put in place to keep Vermont's waters clean, and that's another big problem. Would the state have money available to help farms meet pollution control requirements, or is it really all on the farmers to comply with these new rules?
Well, it's a partnership in the agriculture sector alone. Over the next 2 years, we have about $5.2 million. that's going to be used with capital dollars or clean water funds. So that's a substantial contribution the state has stepped up. And then also the farmers are stepping up as well, because there's cost share programs. Say if they want to build a new manure pit, or if they want to contain silage in a bunker. Some of those are six-figure projects. And if you ask a farmer to kick in 10% of that, that's a substantial amount for them.
We're seeing farming really change a lot. A lot of success in farmers markets, organic food, vegetable farming. One of the stories we're running this week, in fact, is about young people who are trying to find a career in agriculture. I'm wondering, though, in terms of sheer dollars, if any of that can really replace dairy.
Well, dairy is certainly our biggest part. It's about $2 billion worth. But those areas are important as well. Vegetable farming may not come with the big dollar figures or whatever, but it's important for our communities, and we need to support them as much as we can.
How much do farmers ask you about things that may not seem all that obvious as a problem on the surface, at least? And I'm thinking about things like climate change, invasive species, even diseases that we may not have heard of that could affect crops.
Yeah, they're engaged with that as well. And, you know, we talk about climate change over the coming weeks. I think you'll see a pilot program we're going to launch that's really going to focus on investing in our soils, environmental stewardship. And it will be based on a program that really looks at our healthy soils and what can be done on our farms to make it better for all. And those farms may be models for other farms as we try to grow that program. And invasive species, that's another thing. You know, we had a case with armyworms. I think it's under control now, but armyworms are marching through parts of Vermont, and that was very destructive to some of our crops. You can actually hear them munching. I think we've got them under control now. But, they'll come and go, but it's something you got to keep your eye on.
You know, depending on the Vermonter, how long they've lived here and what they do for a living, I think a lot of people would know you mostly from your career in television journalism at WCAX. But as we said before, you know, you grew up on a farm. And as I understand it, you know, your family had to make a difficult decision at one point to sell the herd. Well, what was that like for your family to have to do that?
Well, it's probably when the saddest days when the cows go. And it was a family decision. My father died suddenly, and it was like, you know, you wake up the next day and you're like, oh my gosh, those cows got to be milked. I was a reporter at CX at the time, and, you know, I was helping out relief milking. I'd milk in the morning, go off and do my shtick with reporting and maybe do some weekend stuff. So I was still helping out on the farm. But it was that my career was sort of at that level, and we had to make a decision which way to go. And we sold the cows. We still have the land. My mother is nearby. But it's one of the most difficult things when you have to decide. It's not the best for everyone at the time.
Given all the challenges we've talked about here, do you still see a future for Vermont as a farming state?
It has to be. And the one thing I've learned in the last 6 months is I know the public wants our farmers to succeed. I know they want them in our communities. If the public can do anything, especially during this, you know, sort of difficult time with the weather, is, you know, maybe you go out and buy some yogurt, maybe you go out and buy some milk, maybe you bring a casserole over to your farmer, or maybe you bring a couple dozen donuts and just say, hi, thank you, I know it's a difficult time for you. That will go a long way.
Anson Tebbets is the Agriculture Secretary for the state of Vermont. I want to thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it, and thank you all to our listeners for supporting our farmers. Really appreciate it.